Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The left fielder, Tracy Jones. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The DH, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Brumley. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Doyle Alexander. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Brian Holton. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington juggles the ball. That's an error on Worthington. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Keith Moreland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Moreland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Jones goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is hit by the pitch. Phil Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bradley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Bradley reaches second base with a double. Anderson moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moreland fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson scores. Bradley moves to third. 1 out. It's Tigers, 1, Orioles, 1. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Bergman, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Bradley scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Joe Orsilak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Orsilak hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Traber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lemon strikes out. 1 out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Craig Worthington batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Worthington takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheets moves to third. Worthington moves to second. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson is walked intentionally. Phil Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Sheets scores. Worthington moves to third. Anderson moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brumley hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pettis is 0-for-1 in the game. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Pettis moves to second. Two outs. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pettis scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Fred Lynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tettleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Orsalak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orsalak hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to third. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber hits a pop-up towards third. Moreland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tettleton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Orioles. Craig Worthington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Worthington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Worthington takes first base on ball 4. Orsilak moves to second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Orsilak scores. Worthington moves to second. It's 5-2, Orioles. Mike Schwab now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Schwab covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Bergman moves to second. It's 5-3, Orioles. Mike Smith now pitching. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brumley bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Bergman moves to third. Heath moves to second. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pettis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Worthington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tracy Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Bradley moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, Orioles. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsilak is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Traber is 0-for-2 in the game. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker strikes out. 1 out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moreland is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Worthington is hit by the pitch. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwab fields it and throws to first for the out. Worthington moves to second. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moreland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Bradley reaches third base with a triple. Worthington scores. Anderson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive towards short. Brumley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brumley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brumley hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Nunez now pitching. Rick Shaw now playing third base. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Orsolak is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Orsolak takes first base on ball 4. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Traber is 0 for 3 in the game. Traber hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Orsolak moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. Orsalak moves to third. Traber moves to second. One out. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Worthington is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orsalak scores. It's 11-3, Orioles. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Finley now playing left field. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pettis strikes out. One out. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Matt Sinatro now catching. Scott Lusarder now playing left field. Mike Heath now playing third base. Rick Shaw now playing second base. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Finley hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Orsalak is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Rene Gonzalez now playing third base. Rick Shaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Shaw hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops it up and throws to first, with Thurmond covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Jim Traver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Traver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Traver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heath fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Finley is 0-for-1 in the game. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heath fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brumley hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pettis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pettis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Lusarder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lusarder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.